Well, I guess that we're
coming at you live. That's from Foscore. Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, Internet's favorite D&D podcast.
You thought that was going to be a normal intro.
I didn't. I knew it. I could feel it in the ether. I'm like, as soon as I start saying some shit, he's going to pop the fuck off.
Do we have normal intros? I thought that was our whole thing.
I'm not a normal person.
True.
Okay, welcome to a very special one-shot, a rapid-fire D&D day. You all...
Re-indie.
That's a good name for it. We'll keep that in the roster.
Yep.
Go on.
Welcome to the town of Blippendorf. Once a pretty prevalent trading hub, now due to the king putting in new roads, kind of a bywater for the last 100 years or so. You still get a few traders coming through. Nothing too much. You're near the wilderness, so...
Damn, we're in the Wisconsin Dells.
I know, that's right. This is just Wade Boggs right now.
But yeah, it's pretty settled. There really aren't... There's not much of a Kingsguard presence in the town. It's just farmers, a couple shopkeepers. You've got your good old general store. The clock tower that's still running from the ancient days when magic was a little bit more prevalent in the land. You've got your wedding gazebo.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Chapel.
The church of unnamed god.
Antiquus.
Shall not be named.
All of them, right? Or unnamed. Unnamed on purpose, or?
It's going to reflect whatever deity you worship as soon as you go
church
into it.
Of insert here.
Yes. It'll change. It's in the eye of the beholder.
The general store and the blacksmith.
Excellent.
Yep. There are farms around town. There's some hunters that come through.
Okay.
But yeah, that's more or less it. Let's go around and introduce us.
Oh my god. I am Fig, playing someone. I don't know who yet. Apparently, maybe many.
Same. Zach, playing, yeah. We're just kind of freestyling today. We got, it's going to, shooting from the hip. Probably going to get eviscerated a time or two. Yeah.
Going on, Cindy, playing anyone and everyone, my dude, playing another dude.
Disguised as another dude.
Oh my god,
the Kirk Lazarus.
Okay, so yeah, if you guys want to all draw a character from in front of you, from one of the piles.
For our listeners, we have a map set up that is the village with random little squares of... Yeah. Character sheets that are face down.
In defense mode.
Yep. Strewn about. Okay.
So you can look at your stats. I apologize, they printed so small. I had some technical difficulties this morning. And decide from that who your character is and what they do for a living.
I am alarmingly average.
Bro, I have a 12 in dex and I have 2 in acrobatics. Let's get it.
Acrobatics?
Yep. I'm a little stealthy. Okay, I have decided who I will be.
Okay.
I'm hanging out over here by the center of town. My name is Barnifus.
Barnifus?
Okay. I am a 12-year-old street urchin.
Oh, damn, dude, I was going to do a hobo.
I'm out here. I've got a little bit of experience with pickpocketing. You know, I just like to hang out, people watch, look for
people
that
was
coming
Barnabas?
By. Sure. It was Barnifus. Barnifus. Like, I'm an urchin, so I don't actually have rights.
Okay.
But yeah.
Little street urchin.
Barnifus the urchin.
I don't know. We were in Florida. That's crazy. No. That's crazy, dude.
So.
All right, you want me to go or you got? Okay, I'll go. Yeah, I'm hanging out back. What is this?
That is the blacksmith.
The black. Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm outside the blacksmith, just taking my union mandated smoke break.
Okay.
My name is Clegg.
Clegg.
Clegg. I am the blacksmith's apprentice.
Nice.
Not very good. but
sub mid.
Yeah, I'm a first year apprentice, blacksmith.
All right, I'm gonna be playing probably like let's go with Agnes. I'm an old lady, and my thing is like knitting. And I've been knitting the same scarf for the last 15 years, and it just trails behind me.
Oh, I feel that so much.
So I just continue to knit, and then I just have like this trail of scarf just kind of following me around everywhere. And then, yeah, the needles are just always going, you know.
I'm going to ask if you guys want to pick a little guy. I don't have townspeople, and you're all going to die a lot, so.
Spirits.
Yeah. Wraiths.
What? I'd also like to preface. Yeah, race. Are we all humans?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna make Clegg a halfling.
I mean, you can be a halfling. Sure.
No, it's fine.
You don't get any racial benefits. But you can get any race.
For flavor.
Yeah. So we got a halfling.
Is this because my old lady's old, like close to death?
Sure. Yes.
She's close to death. One way, in many different ways, we're all kind of close to death.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I think I'm just going to go with human. we're going to keep it just real original here.
Okay. And what's Barnifus?
Tiefling.
Tiefling.
Yep.
That explains why he's an urchin, yeah.
Yep. I'm a little fucking reject. Nobody likes me. Because I have a horn.
And your
not
character,
two.
Too. Your character,
have one.
Oh. Yep. Oh, no.
Okay. So, bright, sunshiny day. It's a little bit cold out. It's winter. You guys hear a massive bellow from the woods.
Oh, what the fuck?
A bellow. Oh, shit.
A large ogre comes stomping into town.
Oh, watch my scarf.
What do you guys do?
I'm gonna move my scarf.
Somebody better do it. I'm going to keep puffing on my cigarette and be like, somebody should do something about this. This is fucked up.
Okay.
Barnifus being in the center of town. He's going to start shouting out, help, help, I'm being repressed. And he's going to hide in the little thing real quick.
Okay. The ogre's going to come charging in to the center of town, to the gazebo.
Oh, no!
He's going to take a swing at you.
Oh, shit, man. Watch out, man.
I'll help you, old boy.
I'm not going to move yet.
Barnifus does a 9 hit.
Oh no, thank God.
Barely like scooting out of the way, Barnifus pulls back as the ogre swings its great club down and like shatters the stairs of the gazebo.
I'm actively screaming.
You notice the rest of the townspeople begin. It's mass panic. Some are like trying to hide inside the church. Some are trying to hide inside the shop.
I'm gonna get a better view here. Okay. Man, I was fucked up, man.
Can I have each of you roll initiative for me?
Surely. Can I have a d20?
You get no benefits to your
roll. Oh, no.
But what if I have dex?
I got an 8.
Okay.
I got a 2.
Clegg.
Actually, yeah, if you have dex, you can add that to your...
Good thing I don't. Yeah, 8. Still an 8. All right.
Okay. Scattered throughout the town, there are... I mean, none of you are really trained in weapons, but there are... Like, you know that in the blacksmith shop, there are knives.
Yeah.
The general store has things like whips, knives, daggers.
Damn, dude, party at the general store. Let's go, bro.
Fishing nets. There's things around town you can use. You just kind of have to use your imagination on how to use them.
Barnifus has a plan.
Okay. Barnifus is up next.
Gazebo. All right, thank God. Barnifus is going to,
fucking
since the
run.
Stairs are fucking destroyed, scoop up a rock from the destroyed stairs and throw it at its head.
Okay. It'll be an improvised weapon. Okay. So you will not have bonuses to it, but it's going to be ended up being a D4 if you hit.
That's a 17.
17. Barnifus has really good aim.
Nice.
The benefits of being point blank.
Whatever that means.
Have a D4.
All right. No whammies. 4. Bro,
all
I'm
numbers.
Precise, dog. Barnifus knows what's up.
Okay. And what's your projectile? What's your dex?
It is 12, so plus 1.
Okay, so it's 5 damage.
Points on the board.
Let's go, Barnifus, as the ogre roars out.
I would also like to flee rapidly. So I threw my rock, and okay. Now I'm just going to like kind of hop out the back.
It hit.
Just fucking yeet myself on the ground and lay in the prone.
So you're laying prone. Okay.
I am laying on the backside, hiding.
Okay. Clegg, you're up next.
Clegg's going to shout, "Hey, man, good throw, man. Now you're hiding behind a gazebo. Hell yeah." And then he's just going to, I mean, I don't have a ton of movement, right? So I'm just like, how far can I move?
You got about 30 feet.
What is that? Like,
that you can get inside the blacksmith shop.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to run inside to grab another cigarette and then maybe look for a weapon.
Okay.
Do I find any weapons?
There's a lot of things you can use as weapons. What kind of weapon is Clegg looking for?
I'm a halfling, so I want the biggest fucking weapon that's in here.
You know, you just finished sharpening up probably the biggest thing in there. There's a scythe that was supposed to go out to a farmer.
Yup. I am the Reaper.
There you go, buddy.
Cool.
I'm going to need you to repeat this dog.
Anything else you want to do?
I mean, that's probably... Is there anything else I can really do this turn?
You can scream.
That's what we heard from the outside.
doesn't want to draw attention.
Love that.
Trying to be tactical.
Agnes, what are you up to?
Strangle it with your scarf. Yeah.
Grope that motherfucker.
I'm coming to get you.
I'm coming.
Damn it.
I'm gonna start moving towards it.
Okay.
I think you can.
Are you going toward the ogre or toward the kid?
Toward the kid, actually.
The kid. Yeah. I think you can get to the kid. That's about all.
Oh, for real? Okay.
You can get up there. Moving.
I'm gonna grab some tape measures real quick.
I mean, I was just gonna eyeball this. I don't know if we need to get that.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
6-inch movement.
I'm gonna take my needle. What do you call those?
The knitting needles?
The knitting needles, yeah. Do they have a name? Just that?
Knitting needles.
Okay. I think they're called knitting needles.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna just hold them in my hands and stand over the child that just fell over and is prone.
Nice. Okay. With the ogre's turn, seeing this tiny old woman threatening it, it's going to take a swing at you.
I found our 30
feet. Yeah, come and get at me.
Level.
All right, yeah, let's, maybe, I think we just got to move him. So he's behind by us now?
Yeah, he charges through, jumps out the little side thing. Oh, I need to grab a new die. Does a 10 hit?
Meets.
Okay. It's, again, crushes it down, but, like, just in front of you. Like, you feel the wind. And in your old lady state, do you react, or do you do, like, the superhero, like, blank face as it swooshes down, like, right in front of your face?
I'm just going to look at him and be like, did that make you feel powerful?
Oh, wow. This old woman doesn't give a fuck, dude.
Roars again right in your face. It smells so bad.
Gross.
And now, Clegg, it is... Or, Barnfist, sorry, it is your turn.
Barnfist, fuck. Okay.
You are prone, and there's an old lady standing in front of you with a scarf that I don't believe you're tangled in yet.
Barnifus will once again just scoop another rock from this rubble.
Okay.
So he is going to stand up for half his movement. And throw a rock at his head.
Oh no.
Crit fail.
No.
Hit meme on the
it was a 19 and it rolled over.
Roll that one more time for me.
The d20?
Where's your dice tray?
No. 4.
4. You very narrowly don't hit Agnes.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that would have put...
Look out, me.
But yeah, you like... You
that would have taken me down.
Eat the rock, and it just kind of like falls at like her behind her at her feet.
Okay.
It goes like up like a foot and then like straight down.
Barnifus is, after absolutely failing his rock toss, gonna just shout out, "Good luck, old lady. You're doing great." And he's just gonna just bloop, pour it back inside.
As you run past it, though, it will get an opportunity attack.
Oh, that is what it is.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, nice. Dice Tower? Hell yeah.
Yeah. That is a 17 hit.
Oh. I have adamantine plate. No, I'm just kidding. No, that hits.
Okay, that is 13 points of blood.
Oh, bro. Dead as shit.
Bro.
As poor little Barnifus is bludgeoned. Fag, would you like to draw a new character?
I would love to draw a new character.
Okay.
Oh, uh-huh. There he
In
goes.
The arms of angel.
Okay. Clegg, it is your turn.
Clegg, I'd like to think all this kind of happens at once, right? Like he sees the old woman go down, or he sees the old woman, he's like, hell yeah! Starts running out with the scythe. Mm-hmm. And then he sees Barnifus whiff, and then Barnifus gets just
absolutely fucking smoked.
Just squint, and then just, he's going to poop a little bit. He's going to poop just a little bit.
Like just a little bit.
Like
okay.
A respectable amount of poop.
Just a little bit of poopy.
He's going to take another big pull off of that smoky smoke, and he's going to close the gap.
Okay.
I'm going to swing at him with this scythe.
Okay, let's go.
No more. No ogres in my neighborhood.
Which building is this?
That is the general store.
That's an 18.
An 18? That'll hit.
It's going to be one damage.
Damage. Okay. Sick. Nice.
Brother.
Caught him right on the butt cheek.
You fucking like
turning away from the old lady. It turns and glares at you.
I'm going to poop a little more.
It sniffs in disgust.
That's hot.
Okay, Agnes.
Hi, ma'am.
What you got?
All right. I'm gonna look at it and be like, why don't you bully somebody your own size?
Oh, Agnes,
done. And I'm going to try to, does she have two weapon fighting with the two needles?
Oh, yes, you do get dual weapon fighting with your two needles.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, let's see if I can hit this bitch. All right. So that is a 16.
Okay, little hit.
Awesome.
A D4.
Okay.
D4 piercing damage with your improvised knitting needle.
Hell yeah. 3.
Okay. Numbers.
And I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
No. Yeah, that's a 3. It's not going to hit.
No, unfortunately not. You got damage on the board, though. As it's like turning toward Clegg, you just drive that knitting needle right in the back.
How'd that feel?
The ogre is now torn between two of you. Who does it attack first? But it's gonna go for Clegg.
Oh man. That ain't gonna come at me all, man.
Clegg does an 8 hit.
Oh thank God, no, it doesn't.
Why do I feel like Craig's a crawdaddy?
Clegg. It's not Craig, it's Clegg.
Clegg.
Okay, figure you got
even more.
All right, so out of the general store,
it's from Swamp People,
comes Rock Muffalo. And he's gonna see this fucking ogre, and he's gonna step back inside and look around.
The antiquities shop.
Is there any kind of like a pitchfork or a sling?
There is a pitchfork.
Okay, I will grab a pitchfork.
Okay. There you go.
Pitchfork. Oh yay! Okay, I come back out and okay. How far can I get?
As you could get there.
Close
sure.
the gap, Daddy.
Yeah, I'm going to run over.
Okay.
Rock Muffalo runs over this pitchfork.
Stab him in the butt.
Yes.
And hell yeah, bro.
Attempt to shiv him in the back side with a pitchfork. That is a 10.
Doesn't hit.
You suck, dude.
Tragic.
You've never really had to stab an ogre with a pitchfork, and unfortunately,
I'm Rock Muffalo. I haven't really had to do anything.
What does Rock Muffalo do for a living?
I'm an actor.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I also like how the first time you said you were Rock Muffalo, but this is that last time you almost said Mark Ruffalo.
Rock Muffalo, dog.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, a pitchfork just kind of bonks into the armor.
Oh, no.
Doesn't really do much.
I loved you, and now you see me.
Okay, so that's you. Clegg, what you got?
I'm going to poop a little more. I'm really scared.
You should
but now I'm in it.
He shitted.
And I'm going to I'm going to stop. I'm going to look at Agnes. I'm going to look at Rock. And be like, who shit my pants? Someone put poop in my pants.
I don't know, but it's kind of stinky.
And I'm going to swing my scythe. Not a crit fail, but I know it won't hit. So.
Fair enough.
I roll it's a five.
I know that will not hit. Agnes.
All right, we're gonna try to hit it again.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
First, I'm gonna look at Craig, be like,
Clegg.
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 You gotta stop shitting, man.
C-K-L-E-G-G, Clegg.
I don't have time for
Wait,
this.
Wait, C-K?
No, it's K-L-E-G-G-Q, Clegg.
The old lady's slowly turning into Michael Jackson.
Ignorance.
I hate ignorant. That. All right, let's do this thing. Is a 12 going to hit?
A 12 will hit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Gang, gang, too low.
No.
Too low.
No. 2 damage.
Okay. And your offhand?
The other one's not going to hit. It was a 9.
Okay, yeah, not quite gonna hit.
Yeah.
Ogre's gonna turn to you, who've been putting out the most damage.
Come and get me.
That was a 21.
Oh!
Okay, you got me.
It just kind of like swings down with its club, dealing 13 Ooh. Points of bludgeoning damage.
Grandma's
and sending
dead,
you
dog.
Flying across
on,
the square.
No, on, no.
Grandma's dead, y'all.
If you would like to draw a new sheet.
I would love to.
Okay. Rock Muffalo, you're up.
All
right.
Meemaw! This is fucking...
That's another 10. It's not
gonna... Someone hand me Gregor's character sheet. I'm gonna beat this thing's ass.
His skin's so hard.
Okay. Unfortunately, Rock Muffalo, so close, but not quite. Klieg.
Klieg!
Klieg.
Klieg! So he's going to see Meemaw get turned into a paste. He poop a little more. And then he's going to swing his scythe.
This guy's got issues.
Somebody kill this man.
Oh, that's a 19 player again.
19, okay.
Yeah. This means I'll probably live another round.
6 damage.
6, okay.
Hell yeah, it's just, it ain't nothing but a big gator.
Cindy, who you got now?
Didn't have a lot of time to think about this. All right. we're going to go with a... a very average high school age kid from any small town. So
okay,
we're gonna go with name is
Kyler.
I was gonna say like maybe Kyle.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm gonna roll up and be like, guys, step aside, step aside. I got this. All right,
this.
I got this. All right, I'm gonna try to break off a piece of wood from the barn.
Okay.
Good roll strength.
Yeah, roll strength check.
I got this, guys. Nat 20. Oh,
okay,
shit.
Okay.
I was very much expecting to fail this.
I'll say you get a great down. Club off of that.
Yeah. All right. I thought I was going to like look like an idiot. Just
Not with that, dude. You look like fucking The Rock from the movie Walking Tall. Yeah. He's got the 4x4 that he just beats the fuck out of people.
So it's a high school kid on steroids. All right, here we go. Be like, I got this. I'm gonna go ahead, charge.
Okay.
Towards
oh, thank God, the captain of the bocce ball team's here.
Captain of the bocce ball.
All right, let's see what we got. Let's see. Is a 10 going to hit?
10 is not
going
to hit.
All right. Okay, so my adrenaline's going a little too high. My heart's racing. I can't biff it.
Blow your ACL. Ain't
and no I balls. Do like a full like 360 turn, be like, and then come right back.
Love that.
Ready to do it again. Yeah. Back to the ready position, yeah.
Okay. The ogre's tired of the man that's shitting himself.
I'm
still
shit a
choosing
little more.
To fight it.
That's fair.
I was a 13.
Yep.
Okay. With one
no.
last... It smashes you and sends you flying across the town.
How much damage?
Just
all of it.
13 points bludgeoning.
So check it out. Yeah. So Clegg's rib cage is now caved completely in, with what only can be described as like a ragdoll situation, and I die immediately. And I have one last I get fucking bapped.
Okay. If you'd like to draw a new sheet.
Defecation, no breathing.
No breathing.
Rock Muffalo, you're up.
Oh my god, the shit guy's gone. It's an 18.
Okay.
I've been inspired.
See, now we can focus,
by
right?
The sacrifice of the shit
We're
man.
Not distracted by smelling shit everywhere.
I need a D6.
Here, I'm just going to give you the
D6. Oh, D6.
What? A one plus strength. A one.
A one.
Okay.
I got him, guys.
You're doing great, guys. You're doing great.
That's a fucking lie.
Zach, you ready? Who do you got?
Jake Wellen Hathaway, retired actress. Hold up here. Just misunderstood theater kid.
Surprisingly, is the theater troupe in town, the traveling theater group?
Circus?
No, there's this is just like a nice getaway destination because there's like an actor school in like the larger city nearby. So people come here to visit family, you know?
Gotcha. Okay.
What was your name?
Jake Wellen Hathaway.
Jake Wellen. Okay.
Jake Wellen, what would you like to do?
So Jake Wellen's going to exit this establishment here.
Okay.
See what's taking place.
Okay.
And just, oh,
so loud.
I don't understand. This is about me. I need to get this about me. Okay. And she's just going to run out and be like, stop, to everybody. And just try to be like, it's okay.
Jake Willett, now's not the time.
It's okay. And she's going to stand in between the ogre and the roided out high schooler.
You're getting in the way of my moment!
It's first off, it's my moment.
Who fucking brought this bitch?
Second off, this ogre, I'm sure, would just want some of my bathwater.
It's like she tore a great club from a building, but it's fine.
Roll a persuasion
check. It's
the
one stat I have a bonus to.
God damn it.
Not a good bonus, but a bonus. It's a 13.
13. Okay. We'll see what happens on the next turn.
All
right. Kyle, though, it is now your turn.
Can I use a bonus action to mark myself safe from an ogre attack on Facebook?
Sure. Okay. You had like the temporary profile picture.
Yeah. Yeah. I stand with ogres.
God damn it.
All right. I'm going to push her to the side.
People.
Okay.
And then is a 12 going to hit?
Yes.
Ah, nice.
Widely known you push ogre me rights activist.
You push me to the side. Oh, I'm going to be way more dramatic about it.
Do you
it.
Like fall yes. down?
Yes. Even though I'm sure it was just a light nudge, I go, oh!
Okay. It's 3 plus strength, which again is 3.
Okay. That's 3 damage. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I do points on the board.
Nice.
So you fucking do that.
Seeing the unarmed woman laying prone on the ground, the ogre's going to run up to you and just try to curb stomp you.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Since you're prone, I believe it gets advantage.
Oh, sure
on that.
Does.
Oh no.
Good thing it got advantage. One of those was a crit fail, but how's a 17 go?
Oh yeah.
Just curb stomped.
Shit, dude, that Atlas.
Oh, fuck. Jake Wellen just got deleted, bro.
I love the character.
I did.
But unfortunately.
Too. I did too.
Yeah.
Rock Muffalo's gonna see that and be like, thank God.
Oh, were you guys like enemies at theater school?
Classmates.
So, Rock, you're up.
Okay. Critical thinking. I stab it again.
Yeah.
It's a 17.
That'll hit.
Nice.
All right, all right. Let's get it. Big numbers. I'm in.
I'm coming.
3
Nice.
Perfectly average.
Yo. Mm-hmm.
It's respectable.
Yep.
Strong. Hey, man, these threes are stacking up.
Threes, yep.
Threes be stacking, bro.
Okay. After Rock, do you have a new...
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, what you got?
All right, so much like... What was your character's name again?
Kyle.
Much like Kyle's captain of the...
Lacrosse team.
The bocce ball team.
Oh, okay.
I will be bringing out Hingham McCringleberry, captain of the debate team. Mm-hmm. He's going to walk out.
Real college town we got going on here.
Push his glasses up and be like, I'm a mathlete, not an athlete. But let me tell you, brains is going to solve this. So what I'm going to do here is I notice there's a water wheel on this, right? So what I'm going to try to do is, am I able to increase the speed of the water wheel to use this as an improvised trebuchet?
What the fuck?
How?
I don't think they go that
roll a wisdom check.
That's how water wheels work.
As you start, like, Sherlock Holmes blipping things into, like, this clicks into that, clicks into that, clicks into that.
Oh, yeah. That's a five.
You start to, like, have this epic, you're like, oh, my God. And then I'll put the rock, and then I'll change the velocity.
Yep.
And then, like, you blink, and you're like, that is the dumbest shit I ever thought.
All right. That's all I'm going to do right now.
Damn it.
Kyle, you're up.
What the... This guy's taking way too much of my time. 16.
That'll hit.
Hell yeah. 2. Fuck. Damn it.
Wow.
These are just... Super.
Help me.
Hey, man, I points on the board, but like from a D8, I'm rolling some really low numbers.
Okay, we go back to the ogre. Mm-mm. Barnifus, you've done the most this turn.
Bro,
so
Barnifus
it's gonna
is
turn
dead.
To you. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Rock Muffalo.
Rock Muffalo.
Rock Muffalo.
Know my name.
Barnifus died in the opening engagement.
That is it's an 8 to hit.
No.
Okay.
I lived, bitch.
He's still thinking about that little tiefling boy. Okay.
Evasive maneuvers, dog.
Rock, it is your turn.
Okay. I would like to use my action to disengage.
Oh.
Dude,
you
over
bitch.
Trebuchet this shit.
And I'm going to climb up what remains of... of this shit.
Give me an athletics check.
Okay.
Hope you check your AC.
I don't know if I... Okay, there we go.
Fucking athletics. Hope you slip a disc. All
right, here we go.
No whammies.
Can I do an acrobatics check? I do have a 1 in dexterity.
I would say no, because you are climbing. Like, you need to be, like, physically strong to get up there. You're not... Like, so in, like, normal D&D, it's a little bit more flexible, because, like, you guys do a lot of parkour. Rock Muffalo, as an actor, I don't think is a parkour expert, so I will say this is strength-based.
I mean, he could be a stunt double, you
That's
know?
An 8.
That's an 8. Unfortunately, as you begin climbing up,
hey, don't be stunting.
Your finger gives out.
Oh, damn, you tear
fall,
a nail.
Taking 3 points of fall.
I lift again, bitch.
My fucking knee.
He ain't stunting, bro. He ain't stunting.
Anything else, Rock Muffalo?
No!
What a waste of the fucking turn,
it
Muffalo!
Works in the film!
Hingle McCringleberry, you're up.
All right. Like I said, I still think brains is what's going to get this done.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm going to run up to this ogre. I'm going to debate it.
Okay.
I'm captain of the debate team.
Yup.
And I'm going to look at it and be like, due to the recent economic struggles of the pandemic, what do you think the answer to the rising house of cost of...
House of cost?
Yep, all of that. I've had a lot of caffeine. What do you think the solution to the rising housing costs, specifically in the San Francisco area?
Mm-hmm. Roll a persuasion to try to get him to debate with you.
10.
He just kind of stares at you. Maybe he's formulating a thought. Maybe he's about to fart. You don't really know.
Uh-huh. Check it out. Since he didn't respond right away, if this was a debate, point for me, dog.
I'll win.
Okay, Kyle, you're up.
I'm the GOAT.
Bro, winners win.
I mean, that's fucking...
17.
17, let's go. That'll hit.
That's fucking good. But yeah. 7, let's go. Numbers. on that butt.
Okay.
Yeah, how's he looking, though, you know?
He honestly is looking fine.
This is a fucking problem, you guys.
You didn't know it's just hella, like...
I'm gonna run around. I'm gonna yell out, be like, is anybody else in this fucking town gonna help us? That's gonna be the end of my turn.
I'm doing my part. Thank you very much.
I don't fucking know you.
You've had like six people try to help so far. Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, they're fucking dead.
Bystander effect.
Okay. Hingle McKringleberry. Unfortunately, you caused 1 point of psychic damage to the ogre by saying a lot of words it didn't understand, so it's going to try to squish you for that. How's a 19?
Yeah.
As it screams, big words make brain hurt, it just like punts you across, causing 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, I'm super dead.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm be coming out of over here.
Okay.
I fell to my imminent demise.
Rock Muffalo, you are now laying prone. mostly dead. You might have a punctured lung. You're not entirely sure. What you want to do?
Okay.
Cut the Achilles.
I'm going to get up. I'm going to reverse the grip.
Okay.
The more how grip?
Of my pitchfork.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to oil check this ogre.
That would have gone really well with my next character.
That's a five.
So you try to oil check it. Unfortunately, you go a little too low, and you go like right between the legs.
Shit.
That is what might come later. You don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That is it.
Who you got?
I'm ready. So bursting out of the cathedral, it's going to be a very large, very overweight dwarf.
Okay.
Just bursting at the seams, but kind of how Faragrim is bursting at the seams with muscle. I'm bursting at the seams, but it can only be described as insulin resistance. This is
blubber.
The local priest of the non-denominational church. This is Father Bobadi.
Father Bobadi?
Yep. Father Bobadi. And then I'm just coming out and I'm like, I shall smite them. And then I got like one of those like incense smoke things. I'm fucking swinging that fucking
thing. The sensors?
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
And I'm going to hit that fucker with that.
Okay. I will count that as a flail, which actually I did not think to type up, but give me 1 second.
Just fucking. I will say by the time I get up there, I'm just. Just breathing super heavy.
Okay. That's I apologize for everyone who just had to listen to that.
People who listen know this is reverse ASMR.
Yep. That is going to be 1d8 plus strength.
Okay. If I hit, right?
If you hit.
Six.
Fortunately, with all that wind, you're like, as you swing.
I might be having an asthma attack. I might be having a heart attack.
Potentially both.
Both. Might have threw a clot, you know?
Yeah. Swinging and pass
stroke. Might have you roll for stroke next
just
turn.
Yeah, might just fucking stroke out.
Okay. What was Hingle McKringleberry's profession again?
Oh, Hingle McKringleberry was captain of the local debate team.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Debate team.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm getting all of these down so that we can make a correct rest in peace in memoriam later.
Fucking obituary.
Okay. Kyle, you are up.
Let's go, Kyle.
Let's give her. 9.
Unfortunately, it's not going to hit.
But.
Yep. So we are back with our good friend, the ogre, who...
Nope.
Honestly, this bocce ball playing teenager is getting kind of annoying because he's going to swing at you.
I live.
That's a 19.
That's gonna hit, bro.
Okay. 13 points of bludgeoning damage as the great club just comes crashing down.
Oh my god!
Smashing you.
Kyle's dead, y'all.
Our season is doomed. Damn, bro. We were making a run at regionals.
My god.
Okay. Rock Muffalo, you're up.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna flip it. I'm gonna flip it, and I'm just gonna stab him.
You're gonna stab him. Okay.
Oh, that's a 16. All the numbers.
All numbers.
Particularly the number 1. That is one damage.
Nice.
A gentle scritching of his bottom side has occurred. I would like to end my turn, please.
Okay. Father Bobati, you're up.
I'm a fucking... I've caught some of my wind back.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to try swinging. I'm going to try to swing the sensor again.
You have the strongest weapon here.
It's a four.
Bro.
Unfortunately...
Bobati's not an athlete, all right?
Once again, you just like... hack up a cough as you're swinging it, and just it goes wild.
A can of corn, and Diet Coke.
I mean, you've been preaching a religion for the last many years. You know, maybe it teaches peace, and this is your first time going to violence. The world may never know. Okay, Cindy, what you got?
All right, I'm gonna be playing. Claire a hunger strut. I don't fucking
hunger strut. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a long lineage of hungry strutters.
Ultra marathon runner.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna be watching this and I'll be like, Kyle, no.
Oh no.
Give me an R. Give me an I. Give me a P.
I'm gonna run
up to Kyle. I'm gonna grab the gray club and say, I'll avenge you, honey.
Damn, she loyal as hell.
Damn.
I'm gonna grab that and then go try to
bam.
Try to bam.
They don't make women like that no more, dog. I'll tell you.
They'll get killed by the ogres.
Yeah, it's a six, though.
Unfortunately, you're not quite used to handling a great club.
It's very heavy.
It's very heavy. It's a lot of wood, you know.
Yeah, captain of the cheerleading team, by the way. No big deal.
Mm-hmm, for sure, no doubt.
Okay. We're up with the ogre. Rock Muffle, you've been a thorn in his side for far too long, and you smell like blood, which he likes.
Nah, bro. Not me, bro.
It's a 25.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Who's going to talk about water?
Rock Muffle punting you across the square. What's the last thing you see?
Last thing I see is the totally justified death of my former, classmate.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm grateful for that.
What'd Kyle do to you, bro?
You talking about Jaquilla?
Jaquilla. Sick of that bitch. See what hell, motherfucker.
Damn. Okay, I'm going to put you at the bottom of the turn order so you have a second to think over this. Father Bobati, you're up.
You already know. So first, I think I'd like to make a con save to see if I threw a clot with all this activity.
Please do.
Okay. Has a heart attack.
It's a 15.
You're good.
Oh, cool, thank God. And then I'm going to try to hit him with the sensor.
Okay.
Oh, baby, that's a nat 20, gang.
Oh,
come
let's
on,
go.
Now.
Double damage. Your god that might have a name has finally answered your prayers.
It's a total of 5 damage.
5 damage. Okay.
I'm an agnostic priest.
Agnostic.
Claire, what you got?
I'm taking this heavy ass gray club, just barely getting it like to my shoulder, and try to like hit it again.
Okay.
All right, that's a 15.
That'll hit.
Sick. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. That's a 4.
Okay, points on the board.
Hell yeah.
We're proud of Claire. And then running into town, seeing the commotion. Who do we got coming in?
Oh my gosh. I'm an ASMR cleric. Hey everyone. Thanks for joining my show. Oh my gosh, this is crazy what's going on out here.
I hated that.
We got people center of attention. That's not me. Oh my god. I run out there. There's a little like glowy orb that just follows me, and there's just a mic that's like, I have a harness, and there's just a little magic microphone just like right up on my face.
And what's your name?
Fuck, man. What should my stream name be?
I think you just said it.
Oh, fuck, man. Yep, there it is.
ASMR, oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, ASMR, oh, fuck, man.
I don't...
I hate that.
Now, I have to ask, as a ASMR cleric, does that mean you're of ASMR lineage?
No.
It's just not absolutely not.
Fair enough.
No, it sounds like it. It's a common misconception.
Okay.
Yeah.
But can you believe how far you've come after only 5 months of streaming?
I mean, kind of a big deal.
Do you stream from your bathtub, don't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm also going to throw a rock at it. It's a two.
Unfortunately, the rock goes very wide.
I feel like you spent too much time, like you held the rock up to the microphone first and like
trying to keep my mic level.
Well, you're really also trying to be quiet with
I
your
I want to get all like the wind sound level in my ASMR mic. It's really bad.
Actually,
for the
did
viewers.
You throw the rock or did you just drop the rock so that it made sound?
I gently tossed it. Kind of like an underhand. Like yeah, light. It was great.
What was that sound again?
I'm helping. I got like 35 donos just from the of throwing the rock.
Okay, who's he gonna go for? Since Father Bobadi hit him hard.
Oh.
And he doesn't like the smell of incense. Roaring at you with a 19 to hit.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Jesus Father Christ. Bobadi, the non-denominational agnostic priest, is now tossed back, broken on the steps of his church.
Yeah, he's very dead.
Yep.
Oh my god, my number one subscriber. No.
Okay, fuck man, you're up.
Okay, I just pick up another rock and I just kind of underhand toss it vaguely in its direction. I hit a 17.
It's a surprisingly good underhand.
I hit it in
toss.
The dick.
Yeah,
I just nailed it. Right.
We just got right a cod piece, but okay.
Okay. Well, it's ringing.
Okay.
Is that just D4?
Yeah.
3 damage.
Nice.
Some mild testicular torsion.
Just a little bit. A
little bit.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Who you got?
So bursting out of the blacksmith, holding like the flame bellows.
Okay.
it's the blacksmith, but also on the side, he runs an extremely successful talk show. This is John Hogan.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, my God. Fuck, damn it.
Yeah. So he's going to run up with the flame bellows, and he's going to be like, dude, don't you understand the benefits of heat shock proteins? And then he's going to squirt, like, try to flame bellows, like,
on the everyone.
On the everyone.
Oh, okay.
God. For heat shock protein.
For heat shock.
Okay. Yeah. I guess everyone roll a dex save.
The you one bitch. Character I have that doesn't have dex.
It's 7.
Nat 1.
Oh
my god, I can't move that fast.
The ogre.
What's your fucking deal?
The ogre got an 18, so he got.
Ogre's fine. Ogre's fine.
You bit.
Zach, you want to roll like 2d6? 2d6 fire damage?
Oh, okay. So we're dead.
Double one.
7.
This is 7. So bad for my viewership.
Yeah, 7.
Yeah, I think you guys might both be dead then.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. 100%.
You suck.
Just got cooked on my own right. Live stream, dog.
Right? Like... Brought this
back. Yeah, have you ever seen a hairless chimp?
That's the batch.
Well, you guys come up with new characters. The ogre is going to turn to you, run up to you, and try to bash you for singeing it a little bit.
Have you ever tried DMT?
It's definitely on DMT as it gets a 22 to hit you.
Yeah, no.
Smushed across the town square.
Fuck.
And we have. Drop dice is first. TPK.
Holy shit. By its own party member.
Okay, Fig, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, who you got?
Yo, I'm playing Matthias Jackson, dog. What's up?
And what is Matthias Jackson?
Coming out of here, I got a goddamn pipe. I'm gonna roll up on this bitch. Hold up. Clap that ass.
Oh, you got a, you said you had a pipe?
I have a pipe.
Okay, we're gonna cut those a club.
Okay. You want your pitchfork back? Please, please. It's still on the ground, but...
Yeah, actually, if you guys want to throw the weapons that you died with in the middle for other people to pick up.
Got my club.
Got my club.
Well, if someone else wants to grab it, they can. Okay. So you're running at him with your pipe?
Yeah,
okay.
I tried to hit him with a pipe. That was a two.
Okay. It's a two. That's not going to hit. What's your profession?
Damn, he thick.
What's your profession?
I'm a clubber.
You're a clubber?
For sure. Because I have a club. I'm a bouncer, dog.
You're a bouncer? Okay.
Bouncer.
Okay.
I'm so fucked.
Zach, what you got?
I got Steve.
Steve. And what does Steve do for a
living? He's a stay-at-home son.
I feel like this is auditions for HGTV House Hunters.
Yeah, so he doesn't work. His girlfriend collects butterflies. Their budget's $2.3 million.
Yes.
It sounds normal, yeah.
He's gonna pick up the sensor.
Okay.
And he's gonna try to hit this fucking thing with it.
Is he making karate moving noises while he does this?
The whole time?
Yeah. Yep.
He rolled a 16.
That'll hit.
Drop days.
Drop days.
Seven.
Seven? Okay.
Seven.
Seven. Seven.
Points on the board. Cindy, who you got?
Yo, what's up, guys? This is Gerald Jaredich.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Jaredich.
Yeah. So, I'm a woodworker. So I'm just trying to shave some wood here. I'm trying to make a fucking canoe.
Okay.
Y'all are disrupting the zen of my woodworking. So I'm going to bust out my barn here.
Okay.
And what do they shave wood with?
I don't know. I'll just fucking fake the funk.
That's for you to know and us to find out.
Listen, all right, here we go.
I guess for improvised weapons, I'll count it as like.
I mean, they have like those little like wood chisel things where like they can like.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Hammer and like.
It's literally a chisel. You can just kind of like drive forward.
Shaver.
I'll count that as a knife. I think for improvised.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. All right. So yeah, I'm gonna run up on it and be like, "Hey, man, you're kind of being a fucking problem." All right. So I'm gonna roll, try to knife it up.
Okay.
That's not gonna hit. It's a seven.
Seven out of one. Okay, just want to double check. We're back with the ogre.
Nah, bro.
I don't think anyone's actually done anything to it. but seeing Matthias over there.
Nah.
That's an 11.
Ain't no way, dog. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh, hell no.
13
nah.
points of damage. As the town's bouncer for the club, it totally has gets smoked.
I'm the bouncer for the watchtower, excuse you.
Oh, for the clock tower?
Yeah, yeah. And then he died.
Okay. Sadness. Do you want a minute? I can put you at the bottom of the...
No, that's okay.
Okay. Let's see. Who you got?
What are we doing? What are we doing? Yo, hit me up with someone from the feeding grain. what was your butterfly catcher wife's name?
I didn't say.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think you gave a name.
All right, sick. Yo, put Genevieve over there. Feeding grain.
Genevieve!
All right, so Genevieve walks out. She's pulling her pants up. Feed and grain. What would be in a feed and grain place?
Shovel.
Shovel. Excellent. Right. Do we have a shovel?
Because
my club. That's over there.
You ain't going to no club.
That's in the dead pile.
Do you think that would be closer to a staff or a club?
Probably closer to a club.
I'll have you pick up your club sheet again.
It's got like an actual head to it.
Okay.
All right, we back in the club, dog.
Cool.
All right, what'd I say, Genevieve?
Mm-hmm. All right.
What was your name?
Steve.
Steve, no! Don't do it! Genevieve is just going to run in. And she's going to take a swing with a fucking shovel. That's a two.
Okay. Fortunately, Genevieve is...
I'm going to hit Steve.
Are you choosing to hit
Steve? Yeah. Is that how it's an accident, but I'm going to say it's Steve.
She's just trying to get that life insurance out. The ink's still wet.
My fucking knee. The ink's
still wet.
We just signed on the house.
The newlyweds having just bought their house on the salary of a stay-at-home son and a butterfly catcher.
Yep.
How much damage do you do to Steve there?
D4. That's going to be 2 plus 0 strength, so 2 damage.
2 damage? I'm not dead, but... I'm fucked up.
As your new wife comes and just hits you in the knee from behind with a shovel.
Here's Steve.
Just crack.
ACL, PCL, MCL.
If it's got a CL, it's gone.
The PFL.
Okay.
Done.
Steve, it is your turn now. Now that your wife has done this.
Steve's going to look inward. Think he deserved that.
Damn.
That's right. He did.
And then he's gonna hobble back up on one leg and try to still bap that ogre.
Okay. He's going for the ogre, not Genevieve. That's good. Good on him.
We don't fucking do that here.
My wife.
But I rolled a 2, so it's I'm gonna as I like swing back, it's gonna hit Genevieve. Cause she's standing directly behind me and honestly probably like trying to tell me how to do it.
Probably, yeah.
Yep.
5 damage.
For dead. No, Steve, you idiot. You have to swing it like bump. Toast.
And then you look at Steve's eyes, though. He's dead. Look that sad.
All right, cool. Close that one back over there.
Geralditch, you're up.
An 11.
An 11, okay. That meets, so that'll hit. That won't. No, it meets. It doesn't hit. I'm sorry. I got really excited for you there for a second. So close,
man.
But like,
all right, I'm gonna cry a little bit about it, but it's fine.
Okay. It's the ogre's turn. It laughed a little bit when Steve killed Genevieve, so you're safe this turn, but Gerald's coming for you.
Shit. Gerald's coming for me?
No.
How's a 21 there, Gerald? Okay. It's 13 points bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
As your body joins the others in the town square.
We did as fuck boy.
So many bodies now! Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna pick back up. Fig, who you got?
I am going to be playing Exel.
Exel?
E-X-E-L. Exel. He is a black dragonborn. And he's going to walk out the general store. He's going to look over and see all of the piles of bodies.
Oh, no.
Backfist.
I thought that was lizard folk.
It could be. I don't fucking know.
What does Axel do?
Breakfast.
What does Axel do for a living? Is he just the what does he do?
He's waste management.
It works at the morgue.
Oh, that's worse.
Mortician. Not real waste management, dog. I'll eat anything and everything.
Oh, no.
All right, cool. I'm going to run up over here. Do I have a breath weapon?
No.
Okay.
You were
I was gonna
a guy.
Spit over everybody.
Okay. Actually, wait. Roll a d20.
I'm gonna
You've been practicing this for a while. You've never been able to do it before, but maybe today's the day.
Sheer power of belief.
How else is it gonna get ready to roll the garbage?
To assist?
You gotta burn the garbage.
I'm gonna shove a finger down my throat.
What the fuck?
That's a nat 20.
You finally. It's the adrenaline. It's the smell of all of the food around you. You finally develop a breath weapon.
Ready. It's everywhere.
Okay. It smells like garbage, juice, gas.
What's the damage?
I'm looking that up right now.
Cool. I'm going to have my acid just bile everywhere.
What?
Oh. cute. It's cute.
Love that for us.
Yeah. Got to start breaking these bodies down for disposal. And breakfast.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. I'm going to clean up these streets.
That's going to be 2d6. So there's a... Everyone needs to make a constitution save.
Oh, fuck me.
And then it's going to be 2d6. Oh, and you take half on a successful save.
I rolled
save.
A 19.
Okay. That was 7 damage.
The ogre failed.
What was the save?
Constitution.
Okay, 12.
I'm dead. Steve's dead.
So anything over 10 passes.
Steve, oh, okay.
Steve's dead. Steve's very dead.
You do take... If you rolled a 7?
Yeah.
You take 4 damage on it.
Okay, I'm dead.
Okay. We're doing great there.
Tasty.
Oh.
I'm gonna also, since I'm not in combat range, okay. Scamper over. I'm gonna climb in. Okay.
You're just hiding in the gazebo. Okay. Unfortunately, you do not have a breath weapon again next turn.
No.
You get like one a day. Yeah. Such a good nat 20. Okay. After you, what you got, Zach?
Coming out of the store here, it's extremely popular singer Hakira.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, Hakira. Hakira.
Hakira. Okay.
And it's just gonna run out. It's gonna try to. Gonna try to do a lullaby, like a sing to this ogre.
Okay.
Appeal to the beast.
Okay.
You know,
yeah. Sun's getting real low.
I guess performance check.
Oh, waka waka Africa.
Africa TV. Love that for you.
Fuck.
Unfortunately, your song seems a little too peppy. It's like tapping its toes.
It's getting real excited.
Waka
waka. I'm sitting in here just like.
Waka waka.
Jumping out of that. I'm jumping out of Africa. Dancing in my fucking gazebo.
As you're eating.
I'm nomming.
I'm pretty sure you're fucking
nomming. I'm nomming on Barnifus's fucking arm.
Fuck.
Oh my gosh.
Shit. God damn, boy.
Love that for us.
Yeah, Sydney, what you got?
I'm gonna. I'm at the top of the watchtower.
Okay.
And I'm gonna oh my god, dude.
I'm losing it, dude. I don't even know. Oh boy. I'm struggling, dog.
Take it.
Yes.
Alright, I'm gonna open up the window of the watchtower, look out, and be like, oh my god, you guys are disrupting my OnlyFans stream and my subscribers are complaining. And
then why are you in the church?
No, I'm at the top of the watchtower.
No. What the fuck?
No, I'm gonna look out.
I came from the church.
I'm gonna look out and see the fucking bloodbath and just and just fucking puke on top out the window of the watchtower. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, well, this is gonna be a fucking situation because you guys are destroying my fucking stream. So we gotta fucking put an end to this so I can get back to my followers. So I'm gonna run down and see if I can dispatch myself because I have to do everything myself.
And what's your name?
Eva Global Bloob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Did you grab some kind of improvised weapon on your way down or nah?
No, I'm gonna like kind of go out and see if I can find something on my way.
Okay.
Do I see anything like on my way from the watchtower? I don't know if there's anything like on the ground over there.
There's a bunch of stuff amongst the corpses. There's a giant piece of wood that looks like a great axe. There's a sensor that you can use like a flail. I believe there's several knife type objects.
What's that one right there?
Hey Fig. With your long arms and your easy reach.
Mm-hmm. Is a pitchfork.
It's pitchfork.
Okay, so I'm gonna run up to it, and I've got the pitchfork. And I'm gonna try to be like, I'm gonna try to hit it, obviously, in the butt, because, you know, I have a reputation to uphold.
Did you angle your camera out 17. The window?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Of course. That's a 17. The stream continues.
Okay, yeah. That'll hit.
Yeah, that is a 17, and... That's a one.
Eva, with that one, okay. You hit the last. Do it. It crumples down to your one damage as you shove a pitchfork into it.
Yep, I'm going to look up and be like, see, guys, I told you I have to do everything myself all the fucking time. And then I'm going to strut back.
Okay. You guys have done it. You have defeated the troll.
Oh, that's my. There's the power of music. It's the power of music.
Oh, wow. Sure. But I'm just going to start kind of crawling over.
Also, we all fucking saw that.
I'm just going to start fucking eating.
Ew. I'm going to keep recording that because I just.
Content. Someone,
yeah.
Hey, look, I made you some content.
Okay.
That was fucking. Guys. That was. A lot.
We saved the village.
Save the town.
You should go.
Hey, hey.
Waka, waka.
This is going to be so good for my channel.
Oh, my God. Okay. We did it.
Yeah.
We saved the people.
How many people
died? Cool. A lot, dude.
Okay.
God, that was a lot.
Those lists are pretty fucking long. Yeah,
that ogre kill. How many people did that ogre kill?
That's four just for mine.
15.
Yep,
15 villagers.
That's 5 apiece.
That's, gosh, dude.
Damn, we got fucking
that's
smoked.
Wild.
15 villagers.
As Exil begins his job as waste management specialist, Eva goes back to her stream. Akira, what do you do?
I'm going to finish the song, because that's what the people need right now.
Mm-hmm,
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
They really
And then, I don't know. Find something to do.
Maybe like
yeah. Know what I'm not gonna do?
Work on your vocals.
Pay my taxes in Spain.
Deep cut.
It's
a very deep cut. I would say maybe like 15 minutes later, some horses come riding up, and the king's guards come in to help. They
see you're gonna help.
15 minutes too fucking late.
It's been 15. Like, how long has it been in real time? Like, it's already been like 10 minutes, hasn't it?
With all this
we
death
went through
and
a lot of rounds of combat, so.
Well, I mean, 15 people died.
So.
Yeah. So it's been maybe like a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to immediately be like, you guys suck. We should defund the Kingsguard.
Aren't you wanted for tax evasion?
Nah. And I'm going to just run into the church.
Like
I'm going to run into the church.
Okay. With that scene, I think we're going to end it here. Unless anyone wants to do anything.
Shit. No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
You took a lot of
it. Thanks
also,
for listening.
John Hogan didn't die from the ogre. He'd probably be wanted for murder.
Thanks for listening to our silly little one-shot here.
That was fantastic. That was fucking fun.
Thanks to our sponsors. We got Fan Roll for all your gaming needs. Get you some dice. Some little dice towers or dice trays. And then we got VB Health for supplements so that when a...
Stay boosted, stay blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And when an ogre attacks your town, you'll have some muscles, so you get a little bit of a strength
bonus.
Get on
some creatine.
Yeah, you'd be fucking ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
That was,
All right. Patrons?
Yeah, thanks to our patrons.
Appreciate
thanks,
you guys.
Patrons. We love you guys.
All the best.
Hopefully you enjoy this absolute fucking shit fest.
Yeah, I was...
that was something. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, my next character was just gonna be fucking Batman. He was gonna come from the Watchtower.
I gotta ask,
I'm Batman.
Brooding.
Of your people, who was your favorite?
Bro, I don't even know.
I don't have that. I truly don't know. I think there's a lot of good ones.
I did enjoy
Axel.
I
put the name on this one.
Axel overcame his personal limits, went Super Saiyan, killed two people, fed on an orphan corpse.
Jake Wellen made it about her.
Yeah, that's true.
R.I.P.
Fucking great.
Mm-hmm. Agnes was a G.
Agnes was a G.
All right, can we read the docket before we leave of all of our
fallen
RIPs?
Honor the fallen.
Rest in peace. We had Agnes, the old lady. We had Klieg.
Clegg.
Still wrong.
Clegg.
Even in death, his name.
The blacksmith apprentice. And we had Barnifus, the urchin.
R.I.P. Barnifus.
Kyle, 19. Did he ever learn to read?
It's not about that. It's about what he's overcome, not...
He's fucking dead shit. He overcame life.
Well, you know, he did his best.
Captain of the bocce ball team. We had Jacqueline Hathaway, famous singer, actress.
Actress.
Yeah. And really. Rock Mufflo, also an actor.
God, that bitch.
Claire Hungerstrut, who was Kyle's girlfriend. They will be missed, both of them.
Rest in power.
She was the captain of the cheerleading team.
Rest in power.
R.I.P. Doug.
Hingle McKringleberry, their classmate, president of the debate team. We had...
A lot of high schoolers fucking died. Kids died in this incident.
We had the ASMR, not ASMR cleric, yep. ASMR oh fuck man.
I hate that, dude.
I'm not saying he died early, so I didn't have to say that too much, but, you know. We had Gerald Witch, the woodworker. Mm. Father Bobadi, the priest, the agnostic priest.
Let's be real, dog. Heart disease is coming for him.
Oh, fuck man's number one subscriber.
S-tier subscriber.
He was watching for the mukbangs.
Yeah, for sure.
We had Matthias Jackson, the bouncer of the town. Or the bouncer of the clock tower, which apparently actually makes sense because one of our survivors does her OnlyFans streaming up there, so she does probably need a bouncer.
Paid muscle, yeah.
It's all coming together, guys.
Yeah, it's all.
Then we had
accurate.
Steve, the stay-at-home son, and his wife, Genevieve, who actually kind of killed each other. Our newlyweds who just bought their first house.
Some Romeo and Juliet action right there. A love story.
Okay. Yeah, that is a team.
Can see them featured on HGTV.
Their house is going to go to their gerbil.
Yeah.
Oh. And then our survivors. If you'd like to introduce your final survivors.
Akira.
Axel. Breakfast.
Eva Glooba Bloob.
My next character was going to be Brunhilde Boopelschnoot.
Nice.
Brunhilde. All right.
We'll fucking catch you guys next time on whatever bullshit we be on.
Bye.
Bye.
That was fucking ridiculous.
That was great.